President-elect Trump and his take on climate change. This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams. This year is likely to be the hottest on record. Scientists announced that recently as world leaders met in Morocco to talk about limiting the impacts of climate change. Andy Hoffman is here with me now. He's a professor with the Ross School of Business and Education Director for the Graham Sustainability Institute at the University of Michigan. President-elect Donald Trump has called climate change a hoax, and he said he'll withdraw from the Paris Climate Agreement. What happens if we see an outright rejection of climate science from the White House?
You know, we live in an interesting time at the moment. Everyone's trying to figure out what's going on, and we really don't know exactly where he stands. Never before have we elected a president that we don't have a clear idea of his policy agenda. I mean, he said climate change is a hoax perpetrated by the Chinese, but also in 2009 he signed a letter before the Copenhagen Agreement saying we should do something. So I think we need to watch. I think one issue in this election that's come out is that we all live in our own filter bubbles, the left and the right, the middle of rural and urban, and presidents do as well. So we have to watch who he puts in place. That's the key, because he will be surrounded by people that will start to guide his agenda.
Now, a lot of businesses are already doing things to adapt to climate change, to mitigate climate change.
Right. I mean, businesses are looking at this with a – many businesses are looking at this with a longer-term horizon than just the next year, next 2 years. There was a survey done by the Sloan Management Review that 85% of business executives recognize climate change as being real. Many of them are moving in a direction to reduce their emissions or trying to capitalize on new markets in, for example, renewable energy and others. And so they're not going to turn on a dime. They're watching this situation play out, trying to figure out what their best path forward is. But I would recall the experience we had with Ronald Reagan in 1981 that relates this story, where Reagan came in with an agenda to roll back the EPA. Sound familiar? Mm-hmm. It's a job killer. Sound familiar? He put Ann Burford Gorsuch in charge of the EPA. He put James Watt in charge of the Interior. And in that day, it was Superfund that was the big offensive piece of regulation for industry, and he put Rita Lavelle in charge of that. The rollback of the budget, the rollback of staffing at EPA, the cozy deals with business caused a massive backlash. And within 2 years, they were called the Gang of Three. They were removed, and a Democratic Congress came into place. Right now, given some of the possibilities for Department of Interior, EPA, the movement just seems to be starting to grow. Donations to environmental NGOs are starting to grow, as in many organizations, and people are really starting to spin to try and figure out what's going on here.
And you've written that the environment is a latent issue for Americans and will awaken when it's threatened.
We'll see, because, you know, they do surveys of people before elections and say, what are your top issues? And those are driven by salience. What's important to me right now? And economic issues, jobs, national security, what scares people, those come to the top of the list. But environment tends to be a little more latent, and that once it starts to become threatened, then people start to say, actually, I do care about clean air and clean water, which I would add, by the way, that Trump has said he cares about as well. So again, that confusion. But with the Reagan experience, it was a latent issue that got stirred up. And it gets stirred up by people's latent concern for it, but also by an environmental movement that is extremely powerful and can mobilize people to say something you care about is being threatened.
Thank you very much.
Well, thank you.
Andy Hoffman is a professor with the Ross School of Business and Education Director for the Graham Sustainability Institute at the University of Michigan. That's the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams.